Hi everyone. In this podcast, we will have a look at the poem It's Not by Tracy K. Smith. Before you continue with the podcast, it would be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The first heading is subject matter. The poem is about death, specifically the death of the speaker's much-loved father. When the poet's father leaves this world, he also leaves behind the daily objects and tasks that occupied much of his mortal life. His car, his plants in the garden, paying taxes. Nonetheless, the poet is consoled by the thought that her father has not vanished, but has transitioned into an eternal sea. The next heading is theme. Death visits everyone, and no one can escape that fact. Nonetheless, the poet is not happy to think that death has run off with the most important person in her life. Instead, she thinks of death as leading her father into an alternative existence, almost as a reward for his life on earth. She imagines that his image and presence will forever remain with her as he transitions towards a different journey, as if towards an eternal sea. This is what gives the poet a feeling of consolation. The next heading is quote 3. Read over the poem once more and select any three images or lines that you think say something interesting or surprising about death, and write them into your worksheet. The next heading is imagery. One special type of imagery that occurs in the poem is personification. This is a technique where the poet gives human characteristics to something that is not human. In this poem, Smith presents death as if it were a person. For example, she imagines that death was leading her father past the aisles of tools. She also considers that in taking her father, death was not thinking of her or her sister, who would be heartbroken at his death. There are several other examples of this technique, personification, in the poem, and you can read more about this in the technique section in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Language. The language in the poem is conversational. The opening sentence, "It's not that death was thinking of you and me," really does sound like something shared in a conversation. The poet also uses a rhetorical question, which we often use in conversations. For example, "So why do we insist he has vanished?" The language is also respectful towards her father, but also towards death. This tells us that the speaker does not fear death nor condemn it, but accepts it. Death is seen as a companion that accompanies her father to another form of existence that we do not fully understand. The next heading is form. This poem is about the death of the poet's father. Poems that are written about the death of a famous or familiar person are called an elegy. Many elegies are composed in quatrains, which are stanzas of four lines. However, Smith uses a five-line stanza in this poem called a quintain, which is not the conventional thing to do. This in itself highlights that her perspective on death is unconventional and, for many of us, unexpected. Note also the use of enjambment or run-on lines in the poem. For example, in stanza 2, the poet writes, "Death led him past the aisles of tools." There are many other examples that you can look out for. This technique keeps the poem moving at a quick pace, as if the poet is reflecting on just how quickly time passes. The next heading is sound. Smith does not use a regular rhyme scheme in the poem. However, there are some examples of alliteration, for example, in the phrase, "his ride beyond the body," in line 5. There is a good example of assonance in line 9, which reads, "the aisles of tools, the freezer lined with meat." The sense of fullness of the rhymes here may suggest the aisles of the supermarket being well stocked with consumer goods. The next heading is tone and mood. For a poem about the death of a close family member, the tone is perhaps not what we might expect. It is not a very sad poem. The tone is not melancholic. There is a strong feeling in the poem that the poet is consoled when she thinks of her father's death. She is obviously grateful to have had him in her life, and some part of him will remain with her forever, even after his death. The mood of the poem is one of hope. There is no sense that death is a threatening, sinister force. Rather, as the poet imagines her father gracefully swimming towards his next life, there is a sense of comfort that will never truly vanish from their lives, that the white clouds of his hair will always be visible in the distance like an eternity. The next heading is personal response. You probably have come across several poems about death over the years of your study. Did you find anything unusual about this poem? What are your own thoughts or feelings on the poet's perspective on death? What impression of the poet's father did you get from the poem? Why do you think Smith decided to call the poem It's Not? Could you think of an alternative title?